He turned and started walking toward the floor, but froze as a hand grabbed his arm. He spun around and saw Clark, giving him a quizzical look. "Where are you running off to?" Wells smiled grimly. "Turns out I'm not in the mood for music." Clark looked at him for a moment, then slipped her hand into his. "Stay, as a favor to me." She led him toward two empty seats in the back row. "I need you to tell me what we're listening to." Wells sighed as he settled down next to Clark. "I already told you they were performing Bach," he said, shooting a longing glance at the door. "You know what I'm talking about." Clark interlocked her fingers with his. "This movement, that movement," she grinned. "Besides, I always clap at the wrong time." Wells gave her hand a squeeze. There was no need for any sort of introduction or announcement. From the moment the first notes burst forward, the crowd fell silent, the violinist's bow slicing through their chatter as it swept across the strings. Then the cello joined in, followed by the clarinet. There were no drums tonight, but it didn't matter. Wells could practically hear the thud of 200 hearts beating in time to the music. "This is what I always imagined a sunset would sound like," Wells whispered. The words slipped out of his mouth before he had time to think, and he braced for an eye roll, or at least a look of confusion. But the music had also cast its spell on Clark. "I'd love to see a sunset," she murmured, resting her head on his shoulder. Wells absently ran his hand through her silky hair. "I'd love to see a sunset with you." He bent down and kissed her forehead. "What are you doing in about 75 years? He whispered. "Cleaning my dentures?" Clark said with a smile. "Why?" "Because I have an idea for our first date on Earth,"